Irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed, it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Hey everybody, Charlie Kirk here. You've all helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Mike Lindell has an amazing offer for my listeners on the standard MyPillow. You'll receive a standard MyPillow regularly $69.98. And now only $19.98. You'll also receive discounts on all MyPillow products, such as MyPillow towels, mattress topper, my slippers, and more. Go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square to receive Mike's standard MyPillow for just $19.98, or call 1-800-875-0425 and use promo code Kirk. MyPillow is made in America, comes with a 10-year warranty, so you know it's going to last with a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. It's time to start getting quality sleep we not only want but need. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-875-0425. Use promo code Kirk to take advantage of Mike's special offer. The most amazing pillow products you can imagine. MyPillow.com, everybody. Promo code Kirk. MyPillow.com. Promo code Kirk. 1-800-875-0425.
Listen, could Gregory change your life?
I went from size 44 pants back to the size 38 pants that I had worn when I was in college. Now, the 38-inch pants fall off of me. I lost the weight. I felt better. I've lost 63 pounds and 6 inches of pant size. God bless you for having this product and having it at a reasonable price.
Outstanding. Gregory is 70 and lost belly fat and 6 inches off his waist in 5 months. Since 2004, Andro 400 has been helping men, like you, lose belly fat, gain energy, and improve their lifestyle. We guarantee it. Go to Andro400.com for more true testimonials, before and after photos, and special discounts. Only available on Andro400.com. Andro400.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. President Biden told East Asian leaders that he's deeply concerned about China's aggressive actions against Taiwan. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
In a virtual summit appearance, the president told leaders of East Asian nations that China's coercive and proactive actions across the Taiwan Strait are a threat to peace and stability. Over the past few weeks, China has sent dozens of fighter planes toward Taiwan in a show of force against the self-ruled island. The United States has called on Beijing to cease its military, diplomatic, and economic pressure and coercion against Taiwan. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Investigators say there was some complacency in how weapons were handled last week on a movie set when actor Alec Baldwin accidentally shot 2 crew members, 1 fatally.
Santa Fe County Sheriff Adam Mendoza says testing is underway to determine whether the projectile taken from director Joel Souza's shoulder is the same one that killed cinematographer Galena Hutchins. Mendoza says investigators are examining 2 other guns that were recovered from the set, as well as 500 rounds of ammunition.
We suspect that there was other live rounds that were found on the set. I won't comment further on how they got there.
Mendoza says there is no film footage of the incident. Santa Fe District Attorney Mary Carmack Altuis says it's too soon to say whether charges will be filed. I'm Margie Zaraletta.
Democratic control of Virginia state government over the past 2 years has allowed lawmakers to dramatically reshape public policy, with legislation changing the criminal justice system, loosening abortion restrictions, and expanding voter access. Now voters are weighing in at the ballot box on whether that turn for the Commonwealth is what they wanted. While the marquee race for governor is drawing the most attention in the November 2nd election, the balance of power in the 100-seat House of Delegates is also on the line. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 266 points. More on these stories at Town Hall.
Alex and Orlando De Castro Verde are third-generation lawyers and lifelong Nevadans. They built De Castro Verde Law Group personal injury on their family principles. When you've been injured, they'll fight the insurance companies, seek maximum compensation, and stand by you the entire way, just like family. De Castro Verde Law Group personal injury. Our family will fight for yours. Online at dlgteam.com or call 702-222-9999.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day today, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
It's 304. This is your KMZQ News Flash, powered by De Castro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. I'm Jim Dallas. Some good news and some bad news when it comes to the state's jobless rate. The good news, Nevada's unemployment rate for September dipped to 7.5%, down from 7.7% in July and August. Clark County experienced a bigger decline, down 0.8% to 7.4%. The bad news, state employment officials say the decreases include people who have stopped looking for work. Well, a ray of hope that the A's might be staying in Oakland, maybe, as the Alameda County Board of Supervisors says it plans to opt into a proposed tax district, which would be part of the A's Waterfront Stadium project. The vote was non-binding because the A's, the City of Oakland, and county officials still need to agree on terms. Team officials say they still plan to pursue their parallel path, making plans to relocate to Las Vegas. The A's have made 6 trips to Southern Nevada to explore that move, reviewing more than 20 potential stadium sites. And team officials say a list of their final 3 or 4 sites could be released after the World Series between Houston and Atlanta is completed. Of course, Atlanta won last night's game, up 1-0 in the best of 7.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Come in now and get up to $50 off brake pads or shoes and a lifetime warranty.
A couple of crashes on area freeways to look out for. Interstate 11 northbound at Horizon in Henderson. The left lanes are blocked in that one. Got another crash consuming the left lane on the Southern Beltway, 215. That's westbound at the airport connector. You're backed up to Gibson there on 215 West.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Wednesday hump day, October 27th, working our way out of October on to November and Thanksgiving and the holidays, and it's going to be so much fun, and I'm so excited about it. Always excited on Wednesday to have Chuck Muth. His final appearance in the 3 to 6 slot, he will move with us to noon to 3 beginning next Monday, and I'm so excited. Chuck Muth, how you doing, my friend?
So if I want to still do it at 3 o'clock, I have to move to Hawaii. Is that right?
That's pretty much the way it works. Yeah, it's a time zone sort of thing. Chuck, how you doing, man?
Doing great, absolutely fantastic, Kevin.
This is such a busy news day, and this is one of these days when I don't really know where to begin. But I want to begin with our children because there is going to be a board of trustee meeting coming up this afternoon at 5 o'clock. It will be contentious, I can guarantee you, at the Greer Education Building on East Flamingo. This is all involving whether Jesus Jara should continue on as the superintendent of the Clark County School District, and Linda Cavazos, whether she should remain as president of the Board of Trustees. First of all, Chuck, what do you make of this? And I thought the Jara thing was all worked out when he re-upped his contract. Why now?
That's a good question. I honestly don't know. I've seen a couple of emails that I've received from supporters of the superintendent. My heart goes out to almost anyone who takes that job, Kevin, because it's just an impossible job to do with these the trustees who can't get along with each other, and they're constantly interfering with what the superintendent's able to do, and then you've got the governor interfering with what the Clark County superintendent's doing. I mean, the poor guy is besieged from all sides at all times. I met him. We sat at dinner one night. We talked when he first got here. Seemed like a very intelligent guy. He's got kids concerned about education. But he's, you know, we've just put these folks in such an impossible position politically to be able to do their job. So I can't really say whether I support him keeping the job or not. But if they've already renewed his contract, and when we're in the middle of so many other problems right now, it doesn't seem to me that now is the time to be changing that horse.
But there's nothing you know of, no malfeasance, no accounting stuff, financial stuff, scandal. There's nothing like that's bubbled up, has there?
No, not that I'm aware of, not that I've heard. I think most of this really is coming from the school districts continuing to enforce these mask mandates on our children. That seems to have people up in arms. Plus the whole issue of critical race theory being taught in schools. Whether it is or isn't in Clark County, whether it will or won't be, that's an issue that I know the Democrats don't want to talk about, but doggone it, parents sure as heck do want to talk about it.
You know, one other thing that I don't know whether you saw Victor Jake's column over the weekend, but in it he released numbers that I had not seen, test scores from African American students in the Clark County School District, and this is a stunner. Among African Americans, 10% of their students have proficiency in English. 4%, less than 4%, 3.9% have proficiency in math. This to me was a stunner. I knew that the test scores were going to be lower after a year and a half with the pandemic, but I had no idea it would slip this much, and especially with one group of students. And by the way, just to kind of level the playing field, the numbers are not much better for Hispanics. And that's what's scary too, that this is not just about African Americans or others. It is, in fact, 15% proficiency in English for Hispanics, and 7.4% for math. First of all, what do you know about these numbers, and are they surprising? Are they as stunning to you as they are to me?
Well, I missed the column. I was I was in Houston over the weekend. I took my son down for Game 6 of the American League playoff games. He had never been to a game, and the Astros are his favorite team, and we got to see him win the championship. So I didn't read anything over the weekend at all, and still trying to get caught up. That's the problem with going away for a few days, Kevin. I know you know that.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, the numbers don't surprise, and they shouldn't surprise. We've known for a long time that the public school system in the United States as a whole stinks on ice. In Nevada, it's even worse. If we're not the worst in the country, we're real close to the bottom of that list. And it just goes back to show that the Democrat solution to education doesn't work. All they want to do is give them more money, give them more money, give them more money. We've done that in 2015. We had the largest tax increase in state history, with a bulk of it going to public education. It's been 6 years now, and things still haven't improved. The only solution is to again reapprove education savings accounts, which is a form of school voucher, really, and allow parents in these minority communities and low-income communities the ability to send their children to the schools of their choice, as well as the financial ability to do that. Middle-income and wealthy families, obviously, can either send their kids to private schools or are able to move to suburban neighborhoods where the schools are better. Low-income families are trapped where they are right now, and it's not right. The only solution is to inject school choice into the equation and to give those families the financial ability to exercise that option.
And is the only way you see out of this, it's not going to be legislatively, I don't think, is it that we're going to have to go the initiative route and let the voters demand school choice?
That's a tough one, because the problem is the teachers union, which is extremely well-funded, demagogues this issue to death. They do not want school choice under any circumstance. They don't even want school choice within the public school system. They're still at war over charter schools. And the ability to get something on the ballot like that costs hundreds of thousands of dollars just in the signature gathering process alone, not to mention the court challenges that the teachers union would bring against such an initiative. So, you know, unless somebody's got $1 million that they want to roll the dice with, and remember the DeVos family tried that in California, I guess 10, 15 years ago with an initiative. They had the money to get it on the ballot. They had the money to promote it. But the teachers union just demagogues this issue to death and scares people into voting against it. So I think you're going to have to make the change at the legislative level, and that's going to mean we're going to have to wait until we get a Republican legislature again with a real Republican governor, not a Brian Sandoval-type Republican governor, a trans Republican. You need a real conservative governor who would sign the legislation.
I'm stunned, though, that within the African-American community, for instance, because these are numbers of African-Americans in the Clark County School District, and again, 10% proficiency in English and 4% in math. I would think leaders in the African-American community would be storming the Greer Center, demanding, not asking, but demanding for better.
Well, you would think so, to be cold about this, it's criminal what they're doing to the minority community in education. But doggone it, they keep voting in high percentage numbers. In the Hispanic community, it's probably 60%. In the African-American community, it's 90% or higher. They keep voting for the same Democrats who have trapped their children and their communities in these failure factories. They have no one to blame but themselves. Eventually, hopefully, more will wake up and we'll start to see them not just demanding the change, but voting for the change and voting for the candidates who are willing to bring it to them.
Yeah, and in the Hispanic world, it is that the outcomes are not much better. 15.7% for English, 7.4% for math are proficient, and that's got to change. More coming up. Chuck Muth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. We're going to talk about another possible solution that might improve education for your kids. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Breaking news, newsmakers, and political heavy hitters, all before the sun comes up. The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekday mornings from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. So call me stubborn.
For the last few years, I've been asking friends, family, even business associates to repeat what they were saying. I knew I had hearing loss, but I put it off. It wasn't until several friends urged me to get checked for hearing loss that I finally gave in. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and he confirmed what I had suspected. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear but not understand. I had no idea how much I was missing. This, folks, was a life-changing experience. Steve fitted me with new hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. Now, they've even hooked up to my smartphone, so I can make calls anywhere. It's like night and day. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, call my friend Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids, 702-369-1321. I know you've been putting it off. Make that call today. That's 702-369-1321, or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com, and tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart, but our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Coach Pete of Capital Financial on his Core and Explore strategies.
So the Core is safe money, but it's also money that you know what kind of income you're going to get from it. It gives you that peace of mind all the way through retirement, by the way, knowing what your income is going to be at the absolute minimum. Could be more, never less. Then the Explore is taking risk, more risk than you ever imagined, because you already got your core in place.
Call Coach Pete and the team, 888-702-6932, 888-702-6932, or text Vegas to 600-700, Vegas to 600-700.
Hey, Kevin Wall here from my friends at Blue Sky Insurance. Did you know that Medicare open enrollment runs now through December 7th? There are big changes coming in 2022, including to Medicare Advantage, drug plans, and local medical networks and providers. That's why you need to reach out to Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. Even if you've already enrolled, you need to know about these big changes coming in 2022. If your doctor has moved, retired, or you just feel out of sync with your present doctor, there are several new medical groups that are serving Las Vegas. And for you veterans, there are plans specifically designed to complement the care you receive from the VA. You don't have to drop one or the other. Your service to our country has earned you both. You can even pre-schedule your October review of your Medicare coverage. Just call Steve and Amy Miller at Blue Sky Insurance. That's 702-410-8020. That's 702-410-8020. One more time slowly, 702-410-8020. That's Blue Sky Insurance. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night, because one thing I've learned is this: there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Chuck Muth will make the move with us to noon to 3 beginning on Monday. I'm so excited. It's going to be so much fun. And when you find out what we're going to be doing 3 to 6, it's going to blow your mind. It just really is. Chuck Muth, as I mentioned, the president of Citizen Outreach and the author of Muth's Truths. I want to just to finish off what we were talking about before. We were looking at solutions on how to improve education for our kids. And it occurred to me, we've tried it, but we never got it done, and that is to break up the fifth largest school district in the country and chop it up into four or five or six or maybe eight smaller districts. What's the possibility of doing that?
I'd make that zero sign with my thumb and forefinger, but then I'd be accused of white supremacy. So let me just say the word zero then. It's been tried legislatively, and there's been talk of doing it with a ballot initiative for many, many, many years, as long as I've been in politics, I think. And it's just a non-starter. The school district is too darn powerful. The teachers' union is too darn powerful, and I just don't see that that's going to be an option. And frankly, Kevin, even if it was successful, if you broke up the Clark County School District into five smaller districts, then you'd have five failure factories, because it would still be, the problem is in the government monopoly itself that does not face competition, that is not answerable to parents, and that's the real problem. If parents really, really, really want to fix this problem, and they can't afford a private school, and a lot of parents have done this. I mean, one of the silver linings from this whole COVID shutdown thing is that a lot of parents were forced into homeschooling unwillingly. They didn't intend to do that, but when they were forced into it, found that that was a viable option. They found a way to do that, and after the schools were reopened, they just decided to keep homeschooling their kids, and I think that's the real solution that's workable for parents in the near future.
And do you see, though, a new cottage industry developing, the pods, the micro schools, things like that, that maybe there will be more of those, and it will become kind of a cottage industry business that will be able to flourish?
I do, and I think that you hit the nail on the head. I give North Las Vegas Mayor John Lee a great amount of credit for being willing to take that risk and opening up those types of schools in North Las Vegas while COVID was, the big shutdown problem with COVID. And I do think that as more and more parents get more and more frustrated with their local school boards, with the teachers union, and look, let's face it, the enemy of a quality education in this country today is the doggone teachers unions. If you really want to do something to fix public education, just outlaw teacher unions, and that'll help take care of that problem. They are the absolute worst. They are the enemy to quality education, and people need to start realizing that. It's not the teachers, it's the teachers' union. They're not synonymous, and I think more and more people are starting to realize that as well, and that's a good thing.
And that is why I want to encourage everybody within the sound of my voice, if you have kids in the Clark County School District, you need to be at the Greer Education Building over on East Flamingo in Las Vegas. 5 o'clock tonight, and they're going to be talking about the possible ouster of Jesus Jara and Linda Cavazos, the president of the Board of Trustees. What you've seen on the news, on cable news and on Fox, what you've been seeing in Loudoun County, Virginia, is the same thing that needs to start happening here in Las Vegas, Nevada. And again, that's 5 o'clock this afternoon at the Greer Education Building. Make sure you get down there. Make your voice heard. That's the only way this thing's going to change. It really honestly is. I want to talk some hardball politics, because we got, just when I thought the Democrats were like setting us up for a huge red wave, I mean, almost handing it to us, all of a sudden now Republicans are, well, Republicans may be, they're doing it to themselves, as my mother used to say. And that is the donor, big-time donor, Don Ahern, from the Ahern Hotel, is asking Donald Trump to back away from his endorsement of Adam Laxalt. And Chuck, this, we always do this to ourselves. What is going on here? What do you know behind the scenes that you can share with us?
Well, I know that the odds-on favorite, obviously, is Adam Laxalt. But I can tell you, Kevin, weeks and weeks ago when I first wrote about Adam Laxalt being challenged in the Republican primary by the wounded war hero Sam Brown, I wrote a critique of both candidates and both of their campaigns and made some suggestions on what they need to do to be able to win that primary. And my gosh, the floodgates opened with emails to me that were so critical of Adam Laxalt, and I thought maybe I was the only one who had experienced it in the past, but they are so critical of Adam Laxalt that it's not a done deal. I'm not saying that Sam Brown's going to win, but there's that potential if he catches fire, because I was really shocked I knew there was some angst about what a bad candidate he was and what a lousy campaign he ran against Sisolak. I mean, that election was his to lose, and he found a way to lose it. And people want to find a candidate that can win. And there are a lot of conservatives that just don't believe.